proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue our examinations of the final blessings of Moses delivered in Deuteronomy chapter 33. Compared to Moses' earlier benedictions, his blessings on the remaining tribes of Israel seemed rather succinct. Nonetheless, God saw fit to record them, indicating their importance. Moses combined his blessings upon the descendants of Zebulun and Issachar. Quote, "Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents." He added that, quote, "They shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hid in the sand," unquote. The progeny of Zebulun had territory on Israel's coast. It would be natural for them to engage in nautical mercantile operations. The posterity of Issachar, though, living inland, would prosper by engaging in cultivating the soil. Moses noted, quote, "They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness," unquote. That phrase might mean that those living in the territories of Zebulun and Issachar, which comprise the northwest portion of the nation of Israel, those living in the territories of Zebulun and Issachar would have the opportunity of influencing the Gentiles living near them and bring them to worship the true God. The prophet Isaiah addressed this subject in the 9th chapter of his prophecy. God would afflict, quote, "the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali," unquote, in what Isaiah termed, quote, "Galilee of the nations," unquote. That prophet remarked afterward that, quote, "the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined," unquote. According to the 4th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, the public ministry of Jesus Christ fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy. Remember that public ministry of the Savior began in the territory of Galilee. Moses began his blessing of the tribe of Gad in Deuteronomy 33 by saying, quote, "He that enlargeth Gad," unquote. The descendants of Gad chose to settle on the eastern side of the Jordan River. The author of 1 Chronicles chapter 5 described how they, along with the progeny of Reuben and Manasseh, how the Gadites with these tribes defeated the Hagarites in armed conflict, noting that, quote, "the war was of God," unquote. Moses said that the tribe of Gad, quote, "dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head," unquote. The 12th chapter of 1 Chronicles referred to David's allies from the tribe of Gad, describing them as, quote, "men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains," unquote. Moses added that, quote, "he provided the first part for himself, because there, in a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated," unquote. While most of the Israelite tribes received their apportioned territories from Joshua, the Gadites, the Reubenites, and Manassites received their inheritance from Moses, the lawgiver. Moses concluded his blessing of the tribe of Gad by declaring that the descendants of that tribe, quote, "came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel," unquote. The Gadites joined with the other Israelites in waging war against the Canaanites on the western bank of the Jordan River, thus showing that despite their geographical isolation from the other tribes, they still regarded themselves as part of the Jewish nation. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.